And Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Itma Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres Shenofal. There was a Kaisel dividing two Chatzeres, and the Kaisel fell down. And we'll see in Rashi it is speaking about that before the Nefilas HaKaisel, the beginning of Shabbos, they were Ma'arif. Each Chatzah was Ma'arif. Rav Omar ein metaltelin boy elo bedaladamis. So Rav holds, after the Nefilas HaKaisel, you're only permitted to be metaltel daladamis in each Chatzah. Shmuel Omar ze metaltel ad ike mechitze, beze metaltel ad ike mechitze. That means the halacha does not change through the Nefilas HaKaisel, and just like before, each one was permitted to be metaltel in their chotzah. So the halacha remains, each one is permitted to be metaltel to where the mechitza was. Let us see Rashi. Kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres, sheloi hoyo pesach beineyem, there wasn't any pesach between those chatzeres, v'loi irvu bo yachat, they were not ma'arev v'yachat, v'nofal. Rav Omar ein metaltlin boy elo ba'alba. Rav says that he can only be metaltel dalet ames in each chotze. Rav leslei hoyul v'hutro. Rav does not hold the svore of hoyul v'hutro. Now, poshet here Rashi means the svore of hoyul v'hutro, that means there's yesterday we had learned a shaila when the kaisel falls, if it's called nitaisvu diyorim. So, before when there was a chotzer, and before when there was a kaisel, so they had made a rubi chatzeres. So the erev helped. You ma'arev all the batim in the chotzer. Now that the kaisel fell down, So now it's nitaisvu diyorim. Now it became one big chotzer, which has diyorim from both sides, and these two diyorim were not ma'are, so it's nitaisvu diyorim. So if you hold hoyel v'hutra, so we say that the heter remained. You look, erev Shabbos, there was a heter eruv chatzeres, so that's matter to take out from the bayis l'chotzer. So that heter remains, even though it was nitais with the yoyim. But Rav lesloi hoyil v'hutra. Rav does not hold the heter of hoyil v'hutra. So now the erev is not matter anymore. Frektach Rashi, fine. Ochechad chotze loy mashvin loy dekaim lon chotze shloy il v'divrei hakel metalpon kelim sheshov subaviro. Now Rashi was medayik the loshen of Rav, that Rav holds ein metaltlen boy elo bedalad amis, means any kalim, sai the kalim sheshovsu bebayit, and sai the kalim sheshovsu bechotzer. So now Rashi is a kasha. The kalim sheshovsu bechotzer, so what is the din if you have kalim sheshovsu bechotzer and you were bechlal not ma'aret? So the din is kalim sheshovsu bechotzer, you're allowed to be metaltal in the whole chotzer. So Rashi has a kasha, so the kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, why say ain metaltal boy ella ba'arba, and the lashon is mashme that you can't be metaltal any keli whatsoever, only daledamis, why not? So the erev becomes bottle. So it's kilo loy irvu, no loy irvu, kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, you're permitted to be metaltal in the chotzer. So Rashi, Chachat Chotz, Aloy Mashvin Aloy. And the Kash is the Kaimelon Chotz, Shalo Yirvo, Divrei Hakel, Metaltum, Kalim, Sheshov, Subaviro. So Rashi says, no, this is worse. Why? Dahi, if you weren't Ma'arev, and you have one large Chotz, Kule Chod Rishusi, it's one large Rishus. So Memela Kalim Sheshov Subisoicha, you're permitted to be metaltal in this whole Rishus. Avol Hoche Beis Rishuyois. Here you have two Rishuyois. Asurais zu im zu hoyo. One rishus is us on the other rishus. Venimseis kol achas perutza bimilua lemokim ha'osolo. Here you have two rishuyais. You're not allowed to take from chotzer aleph to chotzer beis. And each chotzer is poritz bimilui lemokim ha'osolo. So therefore you're not allowed to be metaltal bedaladam. Fragt doch Rashi, Afel gab de Kaimelon de Chatzeres Rishus Achasein. So Rashi, what do you mean, the two Rishuyes? La Loche, we paskin like Rav Shimon, that even you had Chatzeres of two Bailim, you'll have to be metaltal from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So you don't have two Rishuyes. It's one large Rishus. So I'm back again to where I, to my Kashe. So Memele, so why can't you be metaltal any kalim in this chotza? Akaponim kalim sheshavsu b'soichi, you should be permitted to be metaltal. So Rashi, hoche b'she'ir v'kol achas la'atzba askinam. Here we are speaking about that each chotza was ma'ariv themselves. V'rav le'tay meidom ha'alochi k'rab shimin v'hu shelo yirbo. So Rav said we paskin like Rav Shimon, but when does Rav Shimon hold? When does Rav Shimon hold that one is permitted? When does Rav Shimon hold that one is permitted to take from one chotzer to another chotzer? That is dafke by loy irvu. So if it's loy irvu, so then what do we have in the chotzer? We only have kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer. So kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer, one is permitted to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Avol irvu. But if each chotzer was ma'ariv, so then you have money, the batim in the chotzer. So the mele in the money, the batim, you're not allowed to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Shtei reshu you say. So Memele Chazal said, if you have, it was Irvu, so in a case where a Chotzer is Ma'ariv, so they gave the Chotzer Hashem Bayis. So it is considered like we have one Bayis over here and another Bayis over there, and by two Batim, you can't take from one Bayis to another Bayis, according to Rab Shimon. So Memele, so Rashi says, so therefore it's very good. Since Lamais it was Irvu, so money debatim, we cannot take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. And Rav holds, according to Rab Shimon, that who had been kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer, you can't take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. So Memela, so it's very good, the steamous lotion of Rav, ain't metaltal by period. Any kalim that there are in the chotzer, you're not allowed to be metaltal elo bedaladamis, because since you can't take from one chotzer to the other chotzer, so it's poritz b'milui l'mokim osol. Zoktaisves, ain't metaltal bo elo ba'arba, bekalim sheshavsu bebayis l'rab shimon. So Taisves is chaylik on Rashi. Taisves says, that's what it says, Ein metalten boy elo bedale dames means only the kalim sheshavsu bebayis. Because legabi, these kalim, it's called two reshuyois, because you can't, the kalim sheshavsu bebayis, you can't take to the other chotzer. Masha einkein, the kalim sheshavsu bechotzer. So Taisvis holds, like Rashi's kasha, kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, according to Rab Shimon, even two chatzeres are called a reshus achatz, so you're allowed to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Now, it's a pella on Taisvis. Taisvis does not hold of Rashi's cheshbon. Rashi says, Rav holds according to Rab Shimon, im irvu, so then the halacha is that it is a din of shtei reshuyes. So then you're not allowed to take even the kalim sheshavsu b'chotzer into the other chotzer. Gzeiro atamon debatim. So why does Taisvis say nitazoi? So this kasha the Marsha asks. Let us see the Marsha from 1 minute. This is the Marsha's kasha. Marsha's in daf tezayin a medalef bedafi ha Marsha. Next to the last Marsha in the Yomit. אין מטלטלים בכלים ששובסו בבייס לרב שמן עד כאן לשני. לחיירי קושי, מי הכריח אויסון לפורש בכלים ששובסו בבייס? טוב, בכלים ששובסו בחוצר נמי לרע דקמינן הוכי, נמי מתוק משפר. It could even be speaking about כלים ששובסו בחוצר, because we're going according to רע, the kiven de ilvu gozara va fulu akelam shashav so bechotza bavle nivtsu bemilui bemokim osolo afle kelam shashav so bechotza vechein perish rashi behedye. So memela, why did Taisvis have to send it to say v'yesh liyashev l'das ha Taisvis? So the Marsha says amir dike gishmak ezach the Taisvis held kiven da hashta de nofla mechitze, now the mechitze fell. So now the Meloimrin and Hoyle Bahutra Hutra Le Rav. So according to Rav, now you cannot take out any more Kalim Sheshov Subabayas into the Chotza after the Nefilas HaMechitza because it's Nitais with the Yoram Bechotza. And Rav does not hold Hoyle Bahutra Hutra. So the previous Eruvich HaTzeiris now became bottle. הרי נסרו מדינו לא הילכים, כל הילך כל אחד מכלי הבייס לחצר. You cannot take out any more from the bias to the chutz. אף אגב דירבו. Even though they were ma'arev before, but now the ערב became bottle. שרי נפרצו במילואי, למוקים עושה. So the kiven de loy shchichi mani de batim bechotza. He says another svara, because nifritzu bilui lemoke ma'osa. So memele, just like I can't take out from the kelim de batim to the other chotza, I can't take out to this chotza either. Vim kein kiven de loy shchichi mani de batim bechotza. So he says that what the erev was matter till now. So now the heter falls off. So memele, you only have money de chotzer bechotzer. So you have money de chotzer bechotzer. So that's keilu loyirvu. Loyirvu is according to Shmuel. According to Rav Shimon, by irvu, you'll have to take kol chatzeres is chad reshuso. Havli keilu vivimele, butra be money de chotzer loyuch mi chotzer lechotzer. So the Marsha says, amoyre de kibshat, the Marsha says, since as soon as the koisel falls down, they lose the heter of taking out from the bias to the chotzer. So the minute you lose this heter, so now it's lo shchichi mani the bottom bechotzer, so it's equivalent to lo irvu. So memele, so now you're permitted to take mani the chotzer in both chatzeres, because kol chatzeres, according to Rav Shimon, is a reshus achas. That's what the Marsha answers according to Tosfos. So Be'emitzin, it's very schwer. So what did Rashi hold? The Marsha zok toch amoyre de kipshat. So the Ritva says pshat and Rashi that Rashi held, but we have to understand that it was nifritza nofla hakoisel in the middle of Shabbos. So in the beginning of Shabbos, there was time already to take out money the bottom into the chotzer. So it was already money the bottom in the chotzer. So now already you can't take money the chotzer from one chotzer to the other. Because since if there was once a time that an Erev was existent and they were permitted to take out money the bottom into the chotzer, so now already there's an iser to take money the chotzer from one chotzer to the other chotzer gzeira, they might take out money the bottom. That's what the Ritva answers according to Rashi. Is aber al kapon so we have in amach like is a rishain mit rav on mit tautel boy elo bedale dames rav hold according to rashi can be mit tautel any kalem in the chotzer now only elo bedale dames taisa says he means a kapon kalem shashav so be bais u shmul ama ze mit tautel dik ma khitze ve ze mit tautel dik ma khitze ze rashi ze mit tautel dik ma khitze kedem ikore whatever was before the Nefilas HaKoisel is existed now. The Amrinon, I say, Hoyel V'Hutro Hutro. That means, so I don't consider this, that it's Poritz B'Milu'i B'Mokim Ha'osoloi. I consider since in the Tchilas Knesses HaShabbos there was a Mechitza here that was Mavdal one Chotzer from the other Chotzer, Safilu, the koisel fell down, but I say, hoyel v'hutra hutra, so it's not considered porots b'milui. U'bechli habayis komar shmu. That's what Shmuel says. You're permitted to take till the mokem ha-mechitze, that's the kli habayis, because the kli habayis you can't take into yenim's chotz, you can never take into yenim's chotz, since it's loy irbu. U'bechli habayis komar shmu. That's what, that you can, you metaltal adike mechitze. The ibi sheshavsu bechotze, the kalim that was shavsu bechotze, it's not adike mechitze, the kalim sheshavsu bechotze, afilo mechotze lechotze nami. The kalim sheshavsu bechotze, you'll have to take him to yenim's chotze. Do shmul o do ma aloche ke rab shimin, that kol achatzeiris reshus achas, va afilo irbo kol echas achas laatzmo. That a fellow each one was ma'arev, like gozam ishim money the batim. He wasn't gozer money the chotzer or to money the batim. So memele, so it's mamish min ha-kotzer la-kotzer, according to Rashi. According to Rav, a fellow keilim sheshavsu b'chotzer, ikhnoni memetaltal dalet ames. And according to Shmuel, keilim sheshavsu b'chotzer, ikhimi metaltal from one chotzer to the other chotzer. And Kalim Sheshov Subebaye, she can be metalto al kaponim to the mokim amachitza. Viaf al gav da hasht avalu chotzer achas, kshenofal, nafek tachashi, but how can you take out Kalim from the batim lechayre? Now it became one large chotzer, nitais with the yorim, loyosri batim, the pyramite is not kairos alohu. Like osri batim, the batim don't become also to take out to the chotzer. Do shori lafuki mi batim lechotzer, oyu vohuto lemikza Shabbos, even though it's nitaisvu di yoyrim, zeichet garnish mit garnish. So me may you allow to continue taking out from the bayis to the chotzer. You allow to the kelim sheshavsu babayis, you allow to take out to the ikir hamachitze, and the kelim sheshavsu bechotzer, you allow to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Vahode Rav, lav beferish itma, elo miklol itma. That what Rav holds that it is awesome. We didn't hear beferish Rav's memra, but from a maisa we can derive that Rav holds that you don't say hilva hutrud. The Rav ushmul have yosvi bahu chotzer. Rav ushmul were sitting together in a chotzer. Nofal gude de beini beini. So the koisel that was separating, so we'll see these two were two chatzeres, and each one was ma'arev bifnei atzmai. There was a koisel that was mafsik between the two chatzeres. And now the koisel fell down. Omar lohu Shmuel, so Shmuel told the Meshoresh, shkulu glime, take a baget, nigidu bo, and hang it up. We have a nice picture also on the Perish Chai. Picture 68 and 206. They told them, hang up a beged, and that'll be mafsik between the two chatzeres. As soon as Shmuel said this, Adrinu Rav La'ape, so Rav turned around. Zutrashi, Shikulo Glimo Negidu. To be the kaisel fell down, the mele put up a talis. Adrinu rav la'ape, the kasova also lo taltal hasadn shebeseicha. Now, Rashi l'shitosa is gewaldig. Rashi l'shitosa says, according to Rav, you're not allowed to be metaltal kelim sheshopsu bechot. That's what Rashi says. The Ksav also taught us Sadn Shebesoicha, Pulu the Sadn Lechere Sheshabes Bechotza. So Bemele, not allowed to be Metalto. So Rav turned around. Oma Lehu Shmuel, I kopid abe, if Rav is makbit, if Rav does not agree to what I'm doing, Shkulu hem yone, vikotrubo. So take Rav's gartel, and tie the beget. זוכט רשי, let us see what Rashi says. Adrino rab la ape, du sabo aslo talt al sadn shem besoicha. Shkulu hem yone ve kotrobo, kru abneitoi, take his galtel, ve koshroboi es atalus le mechitze. So lechoyre, what is pshat in this maise? So pshat, let us go a little further, and then we'll come back to the galtel. Lishmuel, so the Gemara Sakasha, Lishmuel Lomaliho. Why did Shmuel holds that if a Kaisel was Nofal, so is Metaltal Adike Mechitza, is that Metaltike Mechitza? No halacha changes. Whatever was existent till now continues to exist. So why did he have to make now a new Mechitza over here? Lishmuel Lomaliho, Ha Omar, Zem Metaltal Adike Mechitza, Zem Metaltal Adike Mechitza. He didn't do it out halacha. He did. He wanted privacy. So Mamela, so he said, hang up this beged. So we should continue having the privacy. So Mamela, so now Lachaira will understand Pshat and the Galtel. Shmuel held that you're allowed to be metalt. Shmuel had no halachadik problems whatsoever. They wanted privacy. So Mamela said, hang up the beged. We'll have privacy. He saw that Rav turned around, so he understood that Rav halt nitzazay. So according to Rav, so he's doing something wrong. But that doesn't bother him, because he holds he's doing right. So this guy, he was a contemporary of Rav, he holds it's mutter, so that didn't bother him. But what did bother him was, but according to Rav, Rav won't be metaltal in this chotzer. Rav holds that he saw how Rav got pale when they picked up the talus and carried it more than the Aladamis. So he saw how Rav got pale. So Rav holds that Eimet Haltlin Boy Elabed Aladamis. That's what Rav holds. So Rav atob na gishter to Shabbos now, because Rav will be metaltal the whole Shabbos. So he said, take Rav's galtel and tie it. So Rashi says, what do you, because Shabbos is a talus lemechitze. So Pshat is like this. He put it up only for privacy. So it was a mechitza. So it wasn't oymed beruach. It didn't have a teiris mechitza. Now for himself, it was sufficient. He only wanted privacy. But the minute he saw that Rav haltoch nisht v'yem, so meile Rav, this won't help Rav anything. Rav is going to have a very gestelte Shabbos now, because Rav won't be metaltal more than baladamis. So he said, take his galtel and tie it together. That should be fit. It should be a mechitza. It shouldn't only be for privacy. For me, I don't need a mechitza. But Rav needs a mechitza. So tie this with his galtel. So have a teiras mechitza. He'll have a teiras mechitza. So be able to be metaltel again. That lechayre was the mechuvin of Shmuel. Prakti gemore v'Rav isvirelei da'osa leimolei. The Gemara, was tut sich da? If you hold it's also, you don't turn around, you tell him, ein chochme vein tvune keneged Hashem, it's also, darf sagen, Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Aschei de Shmuel habe. No, listen, this was Aschei de Shmuel. Shmuel paskin zitz mutte, ich halte as es also, but I can't tell him anything. Aschei de Shmuel is memele, so the aloche here is vi Shmuel paskin. So, was dreht es verkehrt? So, the halacha is taki like Shmuel. The halacha is like Shmuel. The leinemru ki Shmuel svirelei. The people shouldn't think that he holds like Shmuel. So, memele, so that was on, so the reason he turned around to so erhalt weiter sein. Aber lemaise heißt es, so that's why he turned around. Aber adin macho, fakert, it's Asrei de Shmuel. So that's why he wasn't moiche. Now, there's a machloikis harishonim. The Bishpul, let us think for 1 minute. According to Taisvis learned, bekelim sheshovsu bebayis. The whole thing is kelim sheshovsu bebayis. So if it's, that's only, that's also, so who says that this beged was shavas bebayis? Could be was shavas bechotza. So Emerson Taisvis learns that the hakpoda of Rav was not on the tiltel habeged. The hakpoda of Rav was on the asiyas hamechitza. Because according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds you don't need a mechitza materes, so memela there's no iser of asiyas oil, there's no iser of binyan, because it's not matter anything. But according to Rav, that it is matter, so Rav was makpid, not on the tiltul. It's very geshmak, because could be the tiltul was mutter, according to Rav also, because could be this was kalim sheshov su b'chotza. But makpid he was on the asiyas hamechitza. It was makpid on the asiyas hamechitza, because now you're making a dover hamatel. Now, if we'll say like this, then we have to understand what's pshat in the galtel. So, b'manavshech, if before the galtel, he was makpid already before the galtel already. So, kolchoch, when they put up the mechitza, when they put up the mechitza, it was called a mechitza gemura, filo without a galtel, and that was the hakpod of Rav. So what was the inyan of taking his galtel and tying it to the mechitza? It seems we had a mechitza from before. Efsha, according to Taisvis, the Meiri says, he brings down, you don't have to say that they needed the galtel to make it a mechitza kibur. He wanted to say, Shmuel wanted to give a shtech to Rav. He says, you're even going to help build the mechitza. We're going to take your galtel to build the mechitza. That's b'derech b'dichuseps. So it comes out, but napshat is that the galtel batsam was needed halachically. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Chotzer shenifritzo l'rshus haram. Let us see picture 69. We have here a chotzer shenifritzo l'rshus haram. Hamachnis mitoicho l'rshus ha-yochid, oi m'rshus ha-yochid l'soicho chayev, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Shteitach ha-moire de kezach, the pashtis loshen ha-mishneh, the person will take from the rshus ha-yochid into this chotzer his chayev. So the pashtis is that this whole chotzer gets a din of a rshus ha-rabim, which is shreklach, even though there's three mechitzes over here. Yeah, amachnis mitoicha l'shusayochid, oim l'shusayochid l'toicha chayiv, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So Trashi, chotzer shenifretzo l'shusarabim, b'milua would be picture 70, or yoysa miyasa, al koponim, it was a pirtze yasa miyasa, so it doesn't have a peiras Pesach, it's called poritz, So, Rabbi Lezer holds chay the Rishus Harabim, that this area becomes a Rishus Harab. The Gemara Kaboilo, the Gemara is going to ask Pshat, how does it become a Rishus Harab? Vachachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Mitoicho Rishus Harabim, Oim Rishus Harabim Lisoicho, Potom Mimneshi Kekalmol. The Chachomim say this area is not a Rishus Harabim. It is a Karmelis. And you're not allowed to take from a Karmelis to Rishus Harabim. It's Potter Abeloso. Potter, Avul Mutter Lechatchil Oloi, Avul Toich Dalad Amis. It's Potter. If you'll take out from this area into the Rishus Harabim, so it's Potter from Achiev Chatos, but not Mutter. Even though it is Teich Abahamis, the Lav Rishus Harabimi, El Akamalis, this is a Kamalis. So Memela, I am taking from a Kamalis to a Rishus Harab. Buadinami mi Teich El Rishus Hayochet, it will take him from the Chotzer to the Bayis, so he's taking him from Kamalis to Rishus Hayochet. So Lecheir, the Pashis, Loshna Mishneh, the Chaylik, what is this Chotzer? Is this Chotzer a Rishus Harabim? Or is this Chotzer HaKamalis? Fregt die Gemore, wie Rabbi Elazar, mishum de Nifritzo Rishus HaRabim, have lo Rishus HaRabim? How does this become a Rishus HaRabim? The Chotzer becomes a Rishus HaRabim because it's Nifritzo Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemore says, in Rabbi Elazar Letaimei, Tisanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oima, mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabim, shebiriru derech la'atzmon, ma shebiriru biriru. Zogt Rashi, Shbiru derech la'atzmon b'sod ha'achas, they went and they were boyre for themselves a derech, Smasha biru, biru, beina rashoi legodro. And you can't be goidret, alma konolo. So a rabbim takes over, so it becomes their rishus. So memele, so here it's also speaking about that the rabbim took over, it's poros loshus a rabbim. The rabbim now took over this area, so it becomes now rishus a rabbim. Fragte gemore, eini, that's not pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav Buhusha Ovdo Lahem Derech Bo'isosod. Now that din Rabim Shebiru Lahem Derech Latzlam Shebiru Biru is speaking as follows, that they lost a Derech. Husha Ovdo Lahem Derech Bo'isosod. Let us see what Rashi says. Shavdom Derech Bo'isosod. Shalom Derech Bo'i. They had a legitimate Derech in the Sod. But now we forgot in which ruach of the sod it was. So there, Rabbi Lezer says, so even though we really don't have any oifen mevura that this is taket there mokim, so but since they had a derech, and they were mevara this, so we paskin that they have a right to this derech. So that's if they had something. Maybe tell me it's the same thing also. So what does that mean? Now, we cannot tell where the mechitza was once. We don't know exactly where his property ends and where the Rishus HaRabim starts. Ubnei Rishus Arabim Machivim Rishus Arabim Lesoicha Bemitzas. They go and they say that till here was the Rishus Arabim. Ba'omru Sha'at Kan Oyo Rishusam. Till here was their Rishus. V'chi Omar Rabbeleza Rishus Arabim. So now the Gemara saying now a new book. But not the way we understood till now that the whole Chotzer is a Rishus Arabim. The whole Chotzer is here not a Rishus Arabim. The shaila is, now that the mokim hamechitzes are not nikam, so now the shaila is this mokim rishus harab, where does the rishus harab end? And they say it goes to a certain distance. Where the mechitza was, and they say that till there was the mokim hilach harab. She'elu oire remolo. So, meil kemetzustellen, so that's Rabbi Lezer l'taimei. Rabbi Lezer holds that Rabim shebiru lum derech la'atzma ma shebiru rubiru. The chazenish is moire l'choire, we could still be mefaktik. In the case of Rabim shebiru derech la'atzma, so Rashi had explained before, we know klor they have a derech. It means the size of the derech was, let's say, 16 amis. But the shaila was, in which area of the sod that they possessed the derech. So the rabim shebiru derech la'atzmon is they're not taking more than sekumtze. They're taking a derech. But I don't know where the derech was. So that epis is a schus of a rabim, that a rabim came in mevara where their derech was. Masha Enken over here, here the deon is how much belongs to them. Alzegufa onodonim, we don't know bechlal how much belongs to them. So memele, so here there's a shaila, so where do we see that Rabbi Shabirlam Derech, if the shaila is, if they have an ame in his chotzer, two ames in his chotzer, where do we see that there's such a din of Rabim Shabir Lam Derech? That's the Chazanish's Ha'ore. But Kapan of Isis from the Gemara, in the din of Rabim Shabir Lam Derech, that as long as they know that they had a Mokim, that not only do they have a right to be Mevar the Ruach of the Derech, they have a right to be Mevar the Reich of a Derech. So Memele, so far, the Gemara now wants to say, Pshat in the Mishnah, I know not Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is Chotzer Shanifchus Shal Rishus HaRabim. So we're not speaking about the whole Chotzer, we're speaking about the Mokim HaMechitza, which is not Nikah. And the Rabim are Hoylich in this Mokim, so it's Biru Lehem Derech. is Rabbi Lazar holds that that Masha Biru Biru, so that mocking is Alocha Ova Rishu Sarah. So the Gemara, no, V'chitei mochin amikain shavdol adach b'yisa chotza, v'omar Rav Chanine. Rav Chanine said, when he explained Pshat in the Mishnah, he said, ad mekoim mechitze machloikes. The whole machloikes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Lezer is till the mochim amechitze. The mochim amechitze, everyone holds as a rishu sarab. So the whole machloikes is till where the mechitze was. So you see, Klal Rabbi Lezer holds that afilu the whole mokim amechitze, the whole mokim achotzer is a rishus harabim. So we're back where we started from. How does this become a rishus harabim? And for the Gemara, eima al mekoim mechitze machloikes. You make from the dalad alam. Al mekoim mechitze machloikes. That's the machloikes. The machloikes is the mocking where there was once a mechitze, now we don't know till where the mechitze was. So there, Rabbi Lezer says that mokim is a din rishus harabim. Atz rabim shebir olam derech. In the Chachamim, you don't say rabim shebir olam derech. Zogt Rashi, v'omer Rav Chanina ad mekoim mechitze machloikes, the mashme kol hachotzo kule ad mekoim hamechitze, hoyu Chachamim oisen oisei karmelis. Aber bim mokim mechitze moide mechlad Rabbi Lezer mashvil ole kula lishus harabim. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara answers that with geiris al mokim mechitze machloike. That's the first teretz. The boy is saying, and if you want, I'll tell you a second teretz. That also al mekoim mechitze machloikes, but the machloikes is not in the din of rabim shebiru derech latzma. It is speaking about that the mekoim mechitze is nikya. We know this is zicha his property. Va'af al pikein, there's a machloikes that has a teres rishu sarab. The Rabbi Lezer sovar tzidei reshus harabim kershus harabim domi. The Rabbonin sovri tzidei reshus harabim lav kershus harabim domi. Zot Rashi. The boy is saying, "Lo'olam b'shemekaymais mechitzais nikoros." It is nikel where the mechitzah was, and we know this mokim is ziche his property. No machlekes. Afilu hochi mashvile Rabbi Lezer lemekoyim mechitze rishus harabim. Why? Because he holds tzidei rishus harabim. Well, see, klar, tzidei rishus harabim means the area which really belongs to the balabos. This is not rishus harabim. This is tzidei rishus harabim. He also is a dinki rishus harabim domim. So memele, so the mokim amechitze, now that it fell down, it becomes sidei rishus harabim. And that is the machloikes. The machloikes is sidei rishus harabim. Kir rishus harabim, not kir rishus harabim. Fragt die Gemore, verlieflig bezidei rishus harabim daume. So was darf man reden am meisse mit a geschäft, mit a chotzer, shenifritzer, rishus harabim. Say, tzidei rishus harabim. There's always such a thing as tzidei rishus harabim. So what halacha the tzidei rishus harabim is? Zukte Gemore, I iflige betzidei rishus harabim ba'alman. We have a good picture of tzidei rishus harabim. That is picture 71. That's tzidei rishus harabim. So we see the rishus harabim. Then we see they used to put up barriers that the agolas should not rub against the houses. And then between these barriers and the house was tzidei rishus harabim, the doch gibor rabim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they used to sometimes go in there. That was tzidei rishus harabim. And this area, which in Yesod is private property, aber it's nit part of the rishus harabim. So it also is a din rishus harabim, according to Rabbi Lezer. And the Chachamim say no.
So Memele, so the same thing, the Smokim HaMechitza now became Tzidei Rish HaSarat.
So the Gemara asks, so Vostav Meredin Vagnamaisa with Chotzer Shenifrit, so let's speak about Tzidei Rish HaSarat. When do the Rabbonon hold that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Lavke Rishus HaRabim when there's a barrier between the Rishus HaRabim and the Tzod? So then they hold Lavke Rishus HaRabim. Aval Heiched the Leke Chfufi in our case when Kaisel Chotzer Shenifritzim. Hey, maybe they're moide that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Kirishus HaRabim. Kamash Melon, that no. Kamash Melon, that if you in such a case, they also hold it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So, Trash, Kani Mili Heichedi Kechfufi. Stam Tzidei Rishus HaRabim I Kechfufi. What does Kechfufi mean? No Yitzim, Yeseidois, Vavonim Gdoilis, Samach Lekoisel. Shelo yaziku kroinoi, that the wagon should not be mazik the koisel. Vahu avir shebinei hem le koisel, and the area in between the chafufi and the koisel abayis, kori tzidur shusarab. Ubahu avamino, the pligi rabbon of omru lab rishusarab, I would think dafkin such a case of lab rishusarab. The Rabbim can't walk in Behedya into this area. Since you can walk straight in, there's no barrier. I would think they're moide to Rabbi Lezer. Some amelis, Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, that no, even in such a case, Kaisel Chotzer Shenifritzo, there's no barriers, Afal Pikein, Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Lavke Rishus HaRabim. So now the Maskonas HaGemore is, that the whole machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is the Mokim HaMechitze, either it's Niker or not Niker, and the machloikas is either als rabim she'ovdol am derech, so mamele they can be mevarer derech, or al tzidei rishus harabim, which Rabbi Lezer holds in both cases the gets a din of rishus harabim. The chachamim holds they can't be bayer derech and tzidei rishus harabim. Lav ki rishus harabim, so mamele this area is not a rishus harabim. But what about the rest of the chotzer? According to everyone, it's not a rishus harabim. That's the Maskonus HaGemara. Frag the Gemara, Vaho mitoicho koma. So the Gemara says, let's start looking at the Loshon HaMishneh. Chotzer shenifritzo l'rishus HaRabim, hamachnis mitoicho from, v'chayir mitoicho means from the Chotzer, l'rishus HaYochid, l'rishus HaYochid l'soicho chayir. So toicho would seem it's going on the Chotzer. We're speaking about the Chotzer, that's toicho. So the Gemara says, "I did Omer Rabbona mitoicha, Omer Ihunami mitoicha." Now, really, this mitoicha pack is a misleading lotion. The reason this lotion was used was the Chachamim said mitoicha. Now, let us see the lotion of the Mishnah. Chachamim Omer mitoicha l'shus Arab, l'shus Arab l'toicha potem nishike kamps. Frek the Gemara. No, so the Rabbi Lezer used this lotion because of the Rabbona. If we say the Loshna is Lavdavka, he means that Stodim has a din of Rishus HaRabim. So they say, Mitoicha Yepota. He's talking about it Stodim, and they're talking about Mitoicha. So the Gemara, Hochi Komri Lei Rabbona El Rabbi Lezer. Mi loy kamoy dis lon heiche de tiltu mi toy chalor shusarab. Rabbi Lezer, between you and me. Mi toy chalor shusarab, mi shusarab, le soicha de potam. Mim neishi karmelis. That's iche. You moide that mi toy chalor shusarab, mezadin karmelis. Is tzidi nami loishno. So me megal, they're saying that stodim is just like mi toycha. Just like mitoich, Klal doesn't have a din of a rishus harav. It has a din kamalis. So memele, who a din that the tzadim also is a din kamalis. Rabbi Elezer, hosom like kadosi lo rabim, is a din kamalis. Hochi kadosi lo rabim. Zogt Rashi, I did only Rabbonu mitoichel, and I'm pechino Rabbonu, my nocti mitoichel, Rabbi Leza besoichel, my did the Kamal say, the mokim mechitza, the kamash virishus harab. But we have a more dicky gemore, that the gemore says, that they are speaking about, taking out from the chotzer to the rishus harab, so they say, you made it to us, but you potter, that this is potter, so mamela, so this is also potter. So the Rajbe and Aftes, Omet Aleph and Erevin, asks a meredike kashe, and the Ritva here also asks the kashe, that lechere, if you'll take from the chotzer to the rishus harabim, you should be chayev. The chotzer has three mechitzes. Let's look at the picture. It's baruch revi, but it has three mechitzes. The chotzer. So this is an emissary rishus ayochid. They're telling that it's a rishus ayochid yiraisa, and they're saying, "Aren't you moid if you'll take from the chotzer to the rishus ayochid? You'll be potter. What's potter? You should be chayev. It's a rishus ayochid." So this will be a moiridike raya to the Rambam Shita that you need four mechitzes to make a rishus ayochid. You need the three mechitzes is not a rishus harab, but it's not a rishus hayochid either. So the Rajban Daftesa Medalev says that Rashi Shita is, and they want to bring a raya from this Gemara, that three mechitzes has a shame rishus hayochid if it's poritz to a kamalus. But if it's poritz to rishus harab, it doesn't have a shame rishus hayochid. So kapodim we have a moiridike mekoyer in our Gemara, a kapodim to such a Shita. That three mechitzes poritz l'shus harabim does not have a shame. Is where the mechitze is now poritz. Uchigoyim shebishnei reishel leinisha klal mishtei mechitzes shebetzidel. So Tosfos wanted to say, if someone's going to say that this is l'shus harabim, there can't be any mechitzes over here on the two sides. Because then it's a Rishus HaYochad, it can't be a Rishus HaRam, you have three mechitzes then. So that's picture 70, that it's speaking about that on the two sides, the mechitza was also broken. So this area which we are speaking about doesn't have any mechitzes whatsoever. We are speaking about the area with the Aleph and the Beis and the Aleph is, this area, there's no mechitza on the side. It's completely porus l'shus harabim. So there's the machlokes. Chagayim shebishnei reishel enisha klal mishtei mechitza shebetzida. Shemoke mechitza zu shenivratza einoi toich mechitzais hanishoris. It is not surrounded by the mechitzas hanishoris. The way Rashi had said, but it's not the way Rashi had said. One side that it's a pirta yesa miyesa, but it's takatayicha mechitzes. Lo inisha klau mishtei mechitzes shebetzida shebemokim mechitzes lo shenipritza ein etech mechitzes anishos. Now, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Belish nekama mukilo. Gain shavdalam derech ba'isay mokim, ubiru lahem mekayim mechitzes liyish shalahem lalechas derech shom, bishvil darkom shavdu shom. They lost a derech, and they were bayrer this mokim. The rehitas loshen of Tosfos what Abazayis gives, the Rit Petake says, it's not the way Rashi says pshat. That the Shiloh was how far their derech was. The Ritva says that, that they had a derech over here, and they want to pick out now this derech. This wasn't their derech before. They want to pick out this derech. They're also entitled to do it. That's the Hiddus Lashon of Rashi and Tosfos also. This they chose for themselves. Lechet derech shom b'shvil dalkom sha'ovdu shom. A blessed time make the Islay Masha Biru Biru. The Rabbonin Sovri Deilem Koyach Livre. What right do they have to be Boyros Tamazay Amoki for themselves? Hilkach Afal Pisha Oivum Shom Eini Rishus Arab. Kivin Sheloi Nimsa L'Rabim. A Rishus Arabim, you have to have a legitimate right to go there. This isn't the Masha Biru is Gonish. The Einai Shel Rabim, it doesn't belong to the Rabim. Kedemrinim Perek Sheini Gabishvili Beis Gilgul. Kamrit. The Gemara says Shvili Beis Gilgul do not have a din Rishus HaRabim because they're difficult to walk there, and Yeshua was not Moisa to the Rabim Mekoimis, which are difficult to walk. So it doesn't have a Teres Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, so the Emerson, the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachomim is a Choshemishpatika Machloikis. If it's Masha Biru Biru, so if it's Masha Biru Biru, so the male becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Because this legally becomes there. According to the Chachomim, Masha Biru Loi Biru, so if it's not there, it's given Shloi Nimsar Al Rabbo, Ve'ino Yishel Rabbim, so Memele, even though they're walking there, it doesn't become a Rishus HaRabim. Period. So that's the machloikis according to the first lashon. Umitoicha dekama rabbelosa. If the machloikis is the mekayma mechitzes, what is mitoicha? Lav davke mitoicha. Umashim denot the rabbon, umitoicha kam riyo nami mitoicha, ke dekama begmot. Vahochi kama hadri le rabbono, and the rabbono natayin to rabbelosa's falsi. Ata moide, shim hoitzi mitoicha l'shus harabim shupotar avosa. She'ein l'rabim koyer sho, u'l'kach ein enasis rishus harabim. So now, so toisvis at kahar per kashe, so why is the toicho not a rishus hayochit? So toisvis says, afilu noflu kol ha-mechitzoi soviv. That means the chachomim atayning, afilu all the mechitzes fell. Not only the front mechitze fell, the two side mechitzes fell down all the way. So there you might, and the Rabbim is not going there. This is not Sidur Shus Rabbim, this is not Bir Olam Derech. Vavi Kamalis. This is Teis Vesteret on the Kasha we had mentioned before, why isn't the Rishus HaYochid? Because talking about Nof Lekol HaMechitzes. Hochinami, Mekoyim Mechitzes. So just like that area, you might, is not a Rishus HaRabbim. The same thing where the mechitza was also shalom koyach bebreiros. It's very
interesting. They're both speaking that they're speaking about this middle area, the area, and they're speaking about carrying from this area to a Rishus HaRabim. And they say it's only a Kamalus. And Rabbi Lezer speaks about carrying from the Mokim HaMechitza to a Rishus HaYochid. So he says Yechayiv, and they say Yepota. But why don't they both speak about the same Oifen of Eitzor? If Rabbi Lezer is speaking about taking into Rishus HaYochid, he should also speak about taking into Rishus HaYochid. That just like if you take here into the Rishus HaYochid, you won't be Chayiv. So you take from the Mokim and Mechit into the Rishus HaYochid, you also won't be Chayiv. Why did they speak about going into Rishus HaRabim? Oh, the Shavki Rabban Rishus HaYochid is not at Rabbi Lezer, but not at Rishus HaRabim. Bishim the Rabbi Lezer, Diba, Al Mokim Mechit, Shei Rishus HaRabim. Chotz, Shniv Ritzo, Shei Rishus HaRabim. Bekoma, he's speaking about the Mokim Mechit. Shim Hoitzi, Mitoi HaChotz. So if you took out from the Chotz, he's speaking about the Chotz, the history of Mechit. Shehi Rishus HaYochid L'mokim Mechitza Chayiv. He's talking about, if you take out from the Chotzer to the Mokim HaMechitza Yechayiv, Avol Rabon and the Ma'ibah Moitzi Machnis L'Soichay Mamish, they're speaking about the Chotzer area. V'afiluk Shenof L'Kol Mechitza Yisrael. So that isn't a Rishus HaYochid. Not the Rishus HaRabim She'etzla Aniska B'mishneh. So they're speaking about Chotzer She'nifretzol Rishus HaRabim. So they're speaking about
If Kol Koisli HaChotzer was Nifratzol Rishus Aram, now he wants to take out from this Chotzer into the Rishus Aram. Not the Rishus Aram, Shetzel Niska B'mishnah. Leirotzol Leminka Shimoitzi Mitoicho LeChotzer She'etzlo. In picture 70, this is the Dalek. Leiniska B'mishnah She'etzlo Etzlo. Inami lohi nokti rishus harab mulei chiyach. They want to show him she toicho cholok harbe mirishus harab. How much different the toich is from rishus harab. Shim lo yoye cholok harbe o yamuta lahachnis mishus harab mulei toicho. Avo bameshe poter amoitzi mishus harab mulei toicho in loi chiyach she cholok harbe. Zafilo ain cholok al meyat mishus harab poter amoitzi mishus harab mulei toicho kivin she rishus harab man. They want to show him how far this is from a Rishus Harab. It's so far away from a Rishus Harab that even Chazal asked us to take from here to a Rishus Harab. So Mamela, how could you say that the Mokim HaMachitza has a Teiris Rishus Harab? What is the difference than the Teich? Before you say, we see the Rishus Harab in Pligi, v'loi mairi ba'ob dalem derech. Liflegi bezide rishus harabim daume. Vim taima, dulme davka hoche pligi, mishum demoke im mechitze shaloi. It's his. Vay merid estam zide rishus harabim im shaloi, it's also shaloi. Shiragel odem li is kainis taich shaloi yabayne. So every zide rishus harabim is shaloi. Aval hoche deleke chifufi moidelei kamash malam. So I would think, so the Gemara says, why weren't they chaylik a normal tzir of tzir Rishus Aram? So the Gemara says, I would think that Dafkin a normal tzir, they're chaylik on Rabbi Eleza because it's chafufi. But here is no chafufi, I would think it has a din of Rishus Aram, kamashmala. Mashme, the Rabbi Eleza ayri b'deike chafufi. No, and the B'dachomim are chaylik by the tzir of chafufi, and I feel when there's no chafufi. Now, to understand the case of the Mishnah, the Havamin of the Gemara was, let us look at picture 74. And Chotzer Shenifritza Mishtei Ruchisah, let us look at picture base. Chotzer Shenifritza L'Rishus Harab Mishtei Ruchisah. So this is the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Chotzer was Nifritz on two Ruchis. V'chein bayis shenifchas mishtei ruchoysov, v'chein movui shenotlu kai roysov oy lechoyev. In Shabbos this all happened. So poshav Shabbos you had a chotzer with four walls, two of the walls were nifrats, two of the walls of the bayis were nifrats, or the koire or the lechi of the movi was taken away. Mutarim ba'isei Shabbos. So the heter continues. We say oil v'hutra hutra. So since betchilas knesis hayayim it had sufficient mechitzes, so we say even though the mechitzes are now non-existent, but the heter still continues. Basurim la'osid lovay divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Next Shabbos is going to be yosef, because oil v'hutra hutra only applies to that Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, imutarim la'isei Shabbos v'tom la'osid lovay v'masurim la'osid lovay sum la'isei Shabbos. Because Rabbi Yosi also don't say Hail v'hutra hutra if you are mesalik mechitzes. The whole lot of Hail v'hutra hutra applies only if it's still matter. But if before it was Rishus HaYochid, now it became Ois Rishus HaYochid because she lost your mechitzes, so there the zichen odin of Hail v'hutra hutra. You don't say that. Chotzer shenifritzo b'shabes l'shus harab v'torim lo'isei Shabbos Hail v'hutra l'miktsoso. שנית לא קיירויסו, ואילכוי הם גרסים. לא עושת לא ולשאבי סבו, אם הוא תורי בדמור הפורש, רבי יסי ימחמה, he doesn't have a stop, כבר חיכמה, כשם שאסורם לא עושת לא, וכך אסורם היום,
Just like next Shabbos it's also, because you don't even have machitzes. You don't, it's also the Shabbos also. Frag the Gemara, b'may askino. Ilay me be'eser. How big was this pirtze? Ilay me be'eser. Maishna miruach achas doma pischus. Let's look at again, picture 74 by the Aleph. So if what would be, if it would only be porut in one ruach, so there'd be no problem. It's a Pesach. Zek de Gemore, bishteiruch es nami pischus. So picture base also should be good. If the pirtze was till Yud Amis, so what's wrong with it? As a teres pesach should be mutter. Hello, be yeser, me yeser. Speaking about that the pirtze is more. Yoch yefil meruach achas nami. So why do you say we're speaking about so if it's poritz b'milui lo shusarami even if it's not even a kamalis, so you're not allowed to be metalto. So why do you need shteiruchay? Oh, my Rav, lo ilom be'eser. Speaking about that, it's a pirtze be'eser. Ochigoyin shenifritzo bekeren zobis. Now let's look at picture Gimel. Or now we can look at the Gimel of 74 or 72 now. That it was nifritzo bekeren zobis. So take it is 10 ames. The Pisra Bekeren Zovis Loy of the Inshi, but now we can have a Teres Pesach. The Trashi Kigoyin Shenifritzo Bo Pirtza Achas. Sheta one Pirtza. Sheta Ifeses Bishtei Rucha Yisel. Dahainu Bekeren Zovis. The Pisra Bekeren Zovis Loy of the Zalav Uchi. So it doesn't get a Teres Pesach. Let us see Teisvis. Maishna meruach achas doma pisru. In toima, fektoises, meruach achas, afal gav de porot merube, omrine beperikame, den iteres pepastales, oi bishnei mashiun lekan o lekan. Something that, avuye porot meruba lo imit, the ruach revi to mashiun help. Aber bestehdu chesle mishtri behochi. The Gimel machitz is the reise. So what's the Gemara's kashe? Shtei mashiyun, maishna meruach achas doma pisru. So shtei ruch is also, no, shtei ruch is you lost your Gimel machitzes. One ruch you have Gimel machitzes, so memele, so the ruach rabi is you can be misak. Ishloima, the hoche poach l'rabi yude, this is the common shtei machitzes the reise. So my male is a filo shtei ruch, it's also even shtei mechitz. Hoi dem ri, da hosam chotza ein lo, the stam chotza ein lo ala gimel mechitz. We're speaking about a stam chotza, like a filoni is gimel mechitz. Ube revies pas dalet be beis mashin. Va aire she nipzu beis rucha is ma oisen gimel mechitz. We're speaking about beis rucha is ma oisen gimel mechitz. Let us look at the 1, 2, and 3 in picture 74. That means we have a chotzer. Now let's look at the chotzer with the dotted line. So really, we would have here three mechitzes and two mashim. That was the normal case. Now nitritzo, one ruach, already you lost your one of your three mechitzes. Eigentlich nicht mehr zu beis ruchen zu weißen gemon bachit. Ach, und gab der Haschik schon hifre zu haben mit Fulis. Und meine Pei kam der Beulig alle Pochis zu uns der Pesach. Heine darf ich schon hifre zu Rishu Sarab mei le Bike. Aber loch eich schon hifre zu le Mobi ele Chota Acheres. Da loik Toni schon hifre zu Rishu Sarab. So, the Marsho says Pshat in this picture, that it's speaking about that the Emerson, the two sides are Emed Meruba Laporots, and you have your Pirza of Ad Esser. And that was the Gemara's Kashe. So, Maishno Ruach Achas is a Teres Pesach. Two Ruches also have a Teres Pesach. That's the Gemara's Kashe. And that Teisvis asks a Kashe, it's mafulish. I say it's a kasha, it's mafulish.
And that Taisvah says, Mepulish, it's not speaking about Mepulish L'shusarab Meilabik, it's speaking about Mepulish L'chotza. But it comes out, a gewaldike chiddush, if it will be mefulish l'shus harabim, even though it's oimed meruba l'porutz, mefulish l'shus harabim, and it has a teiris Pesach, you still, according to Tosfos, you would need a tzuris ha-Pesach, and this is a very debatable halacha.